Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
It is 7:21 on a Sunday morning, and that always means we're chatting with Hancock and Kelly about all things politics. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Well, I want to start with this Kristi Noem thing. It's come out that it's going to be in her memoir that the South Dakota governor shot her dog, a dog who was 14 months old and was misbehaving badly. you can't really make this stuff up, but people love their dogs in America, and I can't see a way for her to get beyond this. Can you, John?
Well, Donald Trump doesn't like dogs. Maybe she's auditioning for the role of vice president.
Yeah, she seems to be. But so you have no problem with this?
Well, I mean, I love dogs. You hate to see it, but interesting that it comes out. Now, you know, what? One of the interesting things that happens at this stage of a presidential campaign is that there's a half a dozen people vying to be the vice presidential selection. And so all of them conduct extensive research on one another. And so all of the dirt that all of them have found is all going to be dropped here in a matter of days or weeks prior to the selection. And this is almost an American ritual, if you will. And so what we're seeing here is the front edge of the oppo dump of those that are scurrying to be the vice president.
Michael, any thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, what is there to say other than it's weird? And some strange sect of the Republican Party, I'm sure this appeals to some people. But I got to tell you, man, dogs are like the third rail of American politics. You know, it's kind of like sport. It's one of the few things that people on both sides of the aisle can agree on. And to see Kristi Noem choose to put this in her autobiography of something that she did is kind of sick, twisted. And I think it may cost her spot as a VP candidate, but who knows? Hey, Scott, you do know that right now we are talking to John Hancock, and he is coming to us from London. That's, you know this, correct?
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't sure.
I'm at the corner of Tower Bridge Lane and Horsley Down Lane in the borough of Southwark, just outside of the Big Dog Pub, where I just had some fish and chips.
Did you also have some beer?
I did. I had a pint of the Yes Pale Ale. It's quite good.
All right. I knew that you were there, but I wasn't sure if you had come back yet because I wasn't even expecting you to call. Good on you for doing that.
It's good. Good that I don't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to call you people.
That's right.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, since you mentioned it, Michael, John, tell us about your trip.
Well, so far so good. The first day, the jet lag was not great. My back hurt. My legs hurt. We walked, and then I went to bed at 3:30 in the afternoon. I woke up on what would that have been? Saturday morning, yesterday, I guess. And we did the Churchill War Rooms, fascinating tour. We just did the Tower of London tour. That was lovely. And we'll be heading back to the hotel, catching a little of the snooker this evening from the World Championships. And then on Thursday, we head up north to Sheffield for the Crucible Theater for the semifinal round of the World Championship of Snooker. Very exciting.
You got me excited, John.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that you were there for that. And you said you caught a you're catching a little bit of it. I doubt that. I think you're probably catching a lot of it, right?
Yeah, keep it up. I want to make sure my boy makes it to the semifinals, Ronnie O'Sullivan. So far, so good.
What is your fascination with snooker?
Oh, well, Scott, if you invest just a few moments watching the compelling drama of a snooker match, there's very little like it in sport. You know, there's nobody but yourself. And it's very challenging. The nerves hit you, especially at the World Championships. And then, it's a great, highly tactical sport. Unlike pool, which is, you know, you're just trying to make balls. In snooker, you're trying to position everything on the table in the most tactical way possible. And the best at it are absolutely brilliant to watch.
Well, that's what presidential candidates try to do every campaign. Biden was poking fun yesterday at Trump and all the troubles he's having. And so I'm curious, Michael, whether you think that this strategy will work for Biden.
Well, last night was the White House Correspondents' mm-hmm. Dinner, and it's always a tradition that the president goes and roasts the media and then also roasts his political opponents. I watched it. I thought he was humorous. I thought the president did well. I thought Colin Jost was fine. It's a strange time that we have a man running for president who used to be president, who's also under, what, almost 80-something federal indictments and is in court every day. So I think the president handled it well. I also think it's going to be the role of this president to remind people what those 4 years of Donald Trump was like. And not allow the discussion of January 6th to be dismissed as some tourist visit. And I think you can do that via humor. And I think the more people who are drawn to hear that message from Joe Biden and from the Democrats, I think the more people will side with them and not go back towards the Donald Trump insanity that we had several years ago.
I heard some rumblings that Biden and Trump might actually debate at some point. You think
the president was on Howard Stern of all radio shows earlier this week, and he said that he would debate Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump obviously chomping at the bit. Interesting, because Donald Trump didn't debate any of his primary opponents. He's complained about debates in the past. You know, you never met a guy who's been had so many, just unbelievable things happen to him if you listen to Donald Trump. So the fact that Joe Biden has said this, I hope they do it sooner rather than later. I think that Joe Biden's in a spot that as long as he goes and acts and articulates as he did last night, he'll win that debate, and President Trump will be left, just sitting there spouting rude things as he does so well.
John, how do you think that debate would go?
Well, I've used the analogy, and it's going to be a bit like the dinner hour at Del Mar Gardens. But, I suspect it'll be entertaining. Whether it will be very illustrative of anything, I sort of doubt. But it's good that they're going to have them, because I do think it's very important for the American people to be able to see their choices for president. And the interesting thing is, are they going to allow Robert F. Kennedy on the stage? Because the way he's polling now, he probably has earned a spot on that stage, and that changes the dynamic considerably as well. It's going to be fascinating.
Well, pardon my ignorance, but what happens at the Del Mar Garden dinner hour?
Well, a lot of talk. A lot of talk out there, Scott.
All right. Thank you, John Hancock and Michael Kelly. As always, John, enjoy the rest of your trip.
Cheerio there, my mates over in England.
Cheers, mate.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.